Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Aramarte Feo on blogtalkradio.com. The views expressed here are not necessarily those of all hosts, guests, or producers, and the show is for a mature audience.
Okay, I guess I'm not. There's the music. Okay, everybody, this is Evan Batterton, and I'm with Jap App, and we have our producer, Ruth Ann Armatafeo, with us as well, and this is Screen the News. And for everybody that's listened to us before, this channel, Rick Wilson was normally the host, and we want to go ahead and dedicate our show to Rick today. Rick is not dead, you know, so don't worry about that. He's just dealing with some personal issues and just general life stuff, and he will be returning, and hopefully he's listening, and he'll call in later. So, Jap, you're my co-host. You're my guy. You're my buddy. You're my partner in crime here. you want to go ahead and tell everybody? You want to tell everybody where you're from, and give us
from
details.
The Netherlands. I'm from the Netherlands. I'm from Europe. Yes, I'm from a small fucked up village. It's a concrete jungle over here, but we got a good internet connection, so I can stay tuned to everything.
Right. So concrete jungle, Netherlands. I should know this, Jap, but could you tell me if are you part of the European Union? Do you guys use the euro for your currency?
You mean my country?
Yeah, does your country use the euro? Are you
Yes. It's part of that piece of shit. Yes. It's a big corrupt nation, you can call it. It's not good.
So would you
they
say,
are following everything.
Would you say where you're from is as corrupt as America? Or
yes.
Is it just a team effort
between? Hell yes.
Well, that's a shame, my friend. That's a shame. How about this?
The NATO has
I've always wondered how many activists. I know in Britain there's a lot of activists, and I have a lot of friends from Australia that are activists, but you're my only friend from the Netherlands that works so hard. I mean, are you rare among your kind? Do people just not want to tell the truth, or are they afraid? Or what?
Yes and no. We are pretty organized. We got over 1,200 anonymous members, and that's only anonymous. The Occupy movement is pretty big also here in this country. But not everybody is willing to put everything in. There's a lot. I think that there are over 200 people fighting just as hard as I am every day to get this shit out. So it's a small country. It's only 15 million people. How could you call it? In America, you see it's like, it's the marijuana mecca. It's a little bit laid back. Everybody's, it's a family city, a family country.
Right.
It's a big difference with the U.S.
Well, you certainly do a good job. I mean, I wouldn't have come to you if I didn't think that you didn't do a good job. So kudos to you, definitely. Definitely kudos to you. I just want
to
let everybody know that's listening that, absolutely. Everybody that's listening, and I see that we have some people in chat, but you have to forgive my naivety. I didn't know that I needed a Blog Talk account to be able to talk with you guys. So, but I can definitely see you guys, and we will be taking calls 15 minutes before the hour, and then I'll give another warning again, but that's how it's always going to be with us. We will take calls, you know, at certain increments just to help maintain some order and set some precedent. So, We had announced a few topics, Jeff. We said we wanted to talk about the NSA and the Bilderberg and a few other things. And I think you and I decided that that's the best place to start is the NSA. And I would rather let you take this one first. I'd rather let you lead off because you're looking at it from an outside perspective. What do you think about them spying on our customers and on Verizon customers and what else are they doing that you know?
Well, my opinion, it's not new. This is not like it's something new. They have been doing this for decades. So my question is more like, why is this just now coming out? And when it's shown on television, everybody just is going loco about it. I understand it, but you know they say that they're only spying on foreigners for potential terrorist threats, which is other bullshit. Because I can't remember a realistic terrorist threat.
And they claim that they're not actually listening; they're just tying the calls together. I mean, I don't believe that either.
No, I know. We gotta give a shout out to the NSA and the MI5 and everybody for listening in, you know, because they probably will be listening in. We've been announcing this for days.
We all had a little fun at the NSA's expense yesterday. That was good.
Oh fuck yes. They are pissed off.
And you know, they deserve it. They do. I mean, if they're taking home a paycheck because they're spying on Americans, I don't care if it's a janitor. They deserve, I mean, we at least need to get a laugh out of it. So, I mean, what I know about it is, and I tend to agree with you, I think it's been happening for decades. I think they've been spying as long as they've possibly been able to. The claim is, and this is from Senator Lindsey Graham, and to be honest with everybody listening, I'm getting real sick and tired of seeing him and Dianne Feinstein, and it always seems like every problem that pops up on that at least makes mainstream media, they're always on there. They're always in there interjecting their opinions. I don't know why those two get so much press, but he says it's only been happening for 7 years, and he thinks that it's okay, and he defends it. There's other congressmen and women and other people in elected office that are very upset about it. Do you buy that? Do you buy that they did not know of it, these other elected officials did not know about it? Do you think they're just playing along?
Yeah. Hell yeah. They're just playing along. They're playing like the good cop and the bad cop. Like, oh, they did it and we didn't know about it. Vote for us. We're going to make it better. But we all know that's bullshit. I think they play the part perfect.
Well, you made a good point there. That is a good way to get elected is side with the people whenever they're mad. That was the old Roman trick, you know, satisfy the mob.
Yeah.
But they're creating their own conflict. I mean, I'm of the opinion
they will create their own solution too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm of the opinion. Yeah. I'm always a little bit skeptical about people. About whistleblowers, I really am, especially when they stay alive.
Dude, did you hear the story?
When you're a whistleblower and you're alive and healthy, there's something that I find suspicious about that. What do you think about this guy that broke the story to the Guardian? What's your opinion of him? Is he legit or is he playing along too?
Well, I must say he had me fooled at first because, well, you got to look at it just like this. First, they aired it in America. The same day, all the Dutch news was all over it. In China, they were all over it. Everywhere, they are over it. This is probably something from AMP and Reuters. They just give the script to every news channel and say, oh, this is what you got to say. This is what you got to say. But I have a theory about it, and I don't know if it's correct, but it sounds suspiciously true. They are trying to... Did you heard about the UN troops spotted in America?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. I think they're trying to, you know, put a little bit of oil on the fire. They are trying to make America look like the bad guys. Well, they are, but they are trying to put it over the top now. They have called for an EU meeting to discuss the behavior of America. Well, that right. sounds a little bit fishy for me. Like they want to intervene in that. They want to put their control over that. It's very fishy, Amal. I think
is
they're.
It, do you think it's? Do you think it's the attempt to the final attempt for the merger between all the NATO nations? Because I mean, no offense to anybody there, but I think the EU has enough problems of their own. They don't need to call a meeting on America, and I don't think America has any business calling a meeting on the EU. And I tend to believe, and a lot of people are probably going to disagree with me, that this guy's full of shit. I really do.
I agree.
I don't trust Julian Assange. I don't trust him either. To sit in an Ecuadorian embassy and he has it so hard. Where's he getting his money from? Who's feeding him every day? I mean,
if they really want to get him, they got him already.
Yeah, if somebody's poisoned him, something would happen to him, and they wouldn't care. There's never been a. We've had presidents killed, you know, and people haven't really looked into it enough. So, I just don't. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people on my friends list, you know, are very happy about this guy, and I don't mean to offend anybody else. And maybe if somebody wants to call me later.
Same,
definitely call in later and tell me if you think that I'm wrong. But when it comes to whistleblowers, I just have a problem with it. Now, the Bradley Manning thing, I can kind of see that because he's been incarcerated long enough without any real definitive answer of what his future is going to be like for blowing the whistle. Now, what's ironic about that is that Barack Obama signed the Federal Whistleblower Act to protect people like that. And then he was in an interview, and somebody asked him about Manning, and he said that he broke the law, and he's a criminal. So, I mean, Manning's in the Army, and who leads the Army? The head of the executive branch. So when the head of the executive branch says you're a criminal, I mean, you're done. Obama had no place saying that, but I mean that basically told us that something's going to happen to him.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure.
He
signed the Federal Whistleblowers Act. He's
over almost 3 years
like
in.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's a long time to be in a small jail cell and not be able to walk around and have a 23-hour-a-day lockdown, and they're doing that to break him down. Yeah, they're doing it to break him down. I mean, I've seen people over the years plead guilty just so they can get outside and have them take a walk. Just so they can breathe fresh air. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Absolutely I understand
innocent,
it.
But
completely.
They try to breathe fresh air. I got a problem with it. It is.
Yeah.
It's inhumane. I like the way Brazil does their prison system. I mean, that's another story, though. But anyways, is it just, do you think it's just Verizon? Do you think I'm safe on my smartphone?
No, I don't think
I wouldn't bet on it either.
I wouldn't bet on it, no. I think it's more global. These things, they came out like 6 or 7 years ago. We got the same messages. And everybody was like, dude, they are spying on us big time. But people are like, nah, just paranoid conspiracy theory. But now it's all on the TV and everybody's like, I think they're spying on me. So, yeah, I don't know if I should laugh about it.
And nobody wants to thank us. Nobody wants to be big about it and say, well, you know, we're sorry we made fun of you. I think that's messed up, too.
No, they won't.
That's not very polite of them. That's not very polite at all. So, you know, there's always been, and this might be a little off topic, but I think a lot of people are going to find this interesting. You know, when people talk on the phone and maybe they hear a weird click or something like that, or they hear somebody else's voice, they're like, is somebody listening in on our calls? Is there any way that you know of, I don't know, but is there any way to detect whether or not you're being monitored, or can you just count that everyone is? So
there's a phone number and you can call it. I don't know it right now, but I can look it up later. And if you call it and you hear like you hear straight a tone like when you hear cracks between it or beeps between it, that means that there's a third party listening. Also, if you have a conversation with somebody, I used to call to Kentucky to a good friend of mine. I think he's on the hall too. And we were talking about some shit and we didn't realize that we said all those keywords, and eventually I heard a big ass echo, and he said, "Dude, I gotta go, I gotta hang up." So he hanged up the phone, and I talked to him on Facebook, and I said, "Did you hear that?" He said, "Yeah, that's why I put the phone down." It's a what? Three-way convo. If you hear an echo in the conversation, then somebody is listening too. There's no other way. That's the only way that there could be an echo. So yeah, they are fast.
Now my brother says that, and he's very tech savvy too. You know my brother Jaron. He says that anyone with a smartphone, whether it's an Android, Apple, or Windows, is constantly being spied on. And he says they keep a hidden folder in their system that sends all the collected info to the carrier. And then when you sync your device to your computer, it syncs into your computer and continues to collect your info. So state and federal governments are trying to legislate their way into this from cell phone carriers. So basically, when he and I talked about it, the theory was is that they're not only collecting from phones. If you sync your phone with your computer, they're also able to get all your stuff. And that way, all these tech companies can just say, "Oh no, we're not doing anything." And it doesn't matter if you file a Freedom of Information Act or anything. It's just it's follow the breadcrumbs. I wouldn't even know the technical term, but it's just basically follow, like in the fable, follow the breadcrumbs, and they get everything. They get it all. They get your information from your computer, and they get that via the phone.
Yeah. It's crazy. I can remember Obama saying when he was running for president, he was a candidate, and he said something like, no more illegal wiretapping on U.S. citizens, only if we could stop terrorism. He said, we should uphold the Constitution and all that kind of shit. Before they get elected, they're all like, oh, we're good, I'm going to bring you change. You know, it's like Hitler. It was a big economic crisis. Said, we'll
it
get
seemed like
jobs.
That was the only word he knew how to say was change. I mean, that's all I ever remember him saying was change. But yeah, you're right, and it goes back to what you said earlier, which was very profound. The people that pretend the people that pretend like they're against it are doing it to get elected, and nobody paid attention that when he was elected, he didn't do anything to change the Patriot Act. He did nothing to change it whatsoever.
No.
As a matter of fact, he amended it.
He's not going to say, well, we're going to put you in martial law in 4 years. He's not going to say that. They're not going to elect him.
If we have someone else, is they're going to be like, you know what, I'm going to stop all drone strikes, and then they're only going to have they're going to use biological drones. I mean,
it
changed their verbiage, or they just changed the verbiage, and then everybody falls for it. But it's really essentially there is no difference in foreign policy and domestic and civil rights violation between him and the Bush administration whatsoever. There is no difference. There's no difference
nothing.
At all.
It's starting to look more like Hitler.
Yeah, that's
do
a big
you have
problem.
Your papers,
not, I'm not happy about that, man.
No,
I'm not happy about
that.
Is there an agency similar to the NSA in the European Union that does that, or is everybody just depending on the United States to gather up all the evidence?
Well, over here it's like, if I'm telling my friends about this, a lot of them are awake. They know what's going on. They've seen it with their own eyes. But most think like, it only happens in America. That shit doesn't happen here. But it's like the other way around. Our country and the NATO has its fist deep into the rectum of America. If America does something, we will follow. They don't care.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about the name Geert Wilders. It's a Dutch politician. He is like very, very anti-Muslim. He produced a film saying what the Muslims do and this and that. It was like 5 years ago. Well, he's in our parliament right now. And I read something like 2 days ago. Yes, yes. And he said what Europe needs right now is a Zionistic structure for the UN. And I was like, oh, fuck, here we go again. This can be good. The dude is schooled in Israel. He blonded his hair. They're all sellouts, all politicians. They're all full of shit. Have you ever seen the UK politics?
I did a... You know my Rothschild blog, the one that was a mammoth because I didn't really know how to write a blog yet, so I wrote a small novel. While I was researching that, I learned a lot about the very first Jewish people in Parliament, and they were Rothschilds. So I know a little bit about how the structure set up, and basically, you know, how the Rothschilds went from banks to, you know, politics and things like that. But I don't know too much about the upper lower house, and I know the prime minister is supposed to take, you know, be in charge. I have a real problem with the royal family because I don't think they serve any purpose.
Very true. That's very true. In my country, we had Queen Beatrix. She is the head of the Bilderberg Group. You heard about her? I think you do.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, she was the queen of my country. About 2 months ago, she gave the throne to her son. But I can tell my parents
what's the purpose of keeping these people around? I'm sorry, this may sound callous, but if it's me, I'd cut sling load. I think they're dead weight. I think they are. I think they're a drain. I think they're ticks. They're fleas.
They're
a drain on the whole world.
They're sucking the world dry. Fucking parasites.
And it's funny you mentioned Bilderberg because it seems like, if we're maintaining that these whistleblowers are full of crap, this is a ploy. Bilderberg just happened. They just had a 2013 meeting. And I think we need to talk. I think we need to talk about that. Beatrix. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know. I know about her. Is she on the steering committee? And for anybody that's listening, the steering committee are the members that always go. They're always there. Not everybody. It's not the same people every year.
She's the head of the Bilderberg Group.
Oh my God.
She's the head of the Bilderberg Group.
Wow.
She's not like a guest. She runs that shit. It's crazy.
So she's basically the top. She and Kissinger and Prince Charles. They're like they're thick as thieves then.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing there. I don't think
that's
know.
That's the problem. Nobody does. That's the problem. Nobody does. We have a law here in the United States that's supposed to prevent things like that. But the thing it's called the Logan Act, and that's when you cannot discuss any kind of foreign policy in private with other foreigners. It's illegal.
Yeah.
That's what it's designed to stop these think tanks from happening, but because of Chatham House rules, they're probably so well taken care of, they're never going to talk. So how can we prove that they? I mean, it's basically if we took somebody to court here in the United States and we need 100 points to prove that they're guilty, we have nothing to prove except pointing a finger at them. Common sense tells us something's going on. They wouldn't meet. You know, every year, the most powerful people on the earth, and something must be happening. So we know that they're doing something, but we have no way to prove it, and we have no way to prove to what degree. And that's what the problem
They got their backs good covered. And even if you had the evidence, it's all one big game. Everybody's a part of it. The game is rigged.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so too. I can't believe that when did they start? 1954 or something like that. That the best evidence anybody has is just shots of them in Cadillacs arrived. You know, that's the closest anybody's gotten to. And we're going to talk about Alex Jones later, but for whatever reason, I think he was let in or snuck into the Grove one time and he got some footage. But I don't know. I really don't know what to say about it. It's like the Bilderberg Group has always been completely protected, and yet we have evidence of what goes on in the other groups. I can't figure it out. Guys, by the way, anybody listening, it is 24 after. We are going to be taking calls in about 15 minutes, or about 20 minutes actually. Jap has just left. He's going to be calling to get back in just a second. Jap, are you back in? He said he was back in. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't see him. He's got people lining up to talk, but...
I bet we do.
Uh-huh.
All right, he's in. Jap, are you in?
Jap? Okay, wait a minute. Okay, Jap?
I thought I heard him.
Jap?
Yo, Evan.
Yes, like I can hear you now. I got you, brother. You're back in.
Okay. I got cut off. I don't know what happened.
What happened? It came in under a different
number. Do you have a Verizon phone? Do you have a Verizon phone? And did they read the story possibly that I wrote yesterday that you submitted? That could be why. That could be why. Nobody. That's kind of an inside thing. We'll have to explain that at a later date on a post
Evan,
or something. But anyway, yes.
I got cut off, and I got a French fucking message. I couldn't understand it. I got like
you got a French
I got a
message.
Dude, I got a French message.
What were the
I
words?
I don't speak French.
I took 3 years of it, and I went to culinary arts school. I know a little bit, so. What do you remember what the words were?
No, I don't speak French.
No, that's probably fine too. That's probably okay too. That was one of the hardest languages ever for me to absorb. My French classes were my nap time in school. So, anyways, before we got cut off, we were talking about there's no evidence for Bilderberg, but we're going to talk about Jones later. But
yes.
He managed to get evidence of the Grove, and there's been some infiltration of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission.
How could he infiltrate that? How the fuck is it possible that piece of Zionist shit could infiltrate Bohemian Grove, one of the
and
most
that's what we're
going to
talk about later, because I got a big problem with that, too. I'm with you
that.
I'm with you on that, because there's something wrong with a lot of these groups out here. It just doesn't make sense. But, that's the thing. How are we getting some of the information on these groups, but we don't know anything about what's going on inside of the Bilderberg
insiders. Insiders. That there are a lot of insiders that I know of, but the big on the top, it's very hard. It's very very hard. It's mostly speculating and connecting the dots and see if the story holds up. There's not really really hard evidence, but you know, not everybody is as stupid as the rest of the people. So some people can figure it out.
You know, I've always thought, Jap, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I've always thought that somebody at some point in time, and I've hoped this, you know, more than anything, especially about Bilderberg and at the top, that somebody has got to have an attack of conscience somehow and just it'll hit them and say, you know, this is wrong. Do you think that they're literally training these kids to be sociopaths? Because only a sociopath could carry this on without saying anything to anyone else. I mean, nobody from Bilderberg has ever said, guys, this is what happens in Bilderberg, you can kill me if you want to, according to your little Chatham House rules. I don't care. Go ahead and hang me, but this is for the good of the world. Nobody has ever stepped up and done that. And I just don't see how that's possible after over half a century.
Well, if you see, like, when somebody speaks up and they get silenced, then the next one will think like, I'm not supposed to do that. I think it's the same like you say in the isolation cell. In the end, you're going to say, okay, whatever. I'm going to say whatever I need to say just to get out of here. So they are living good. They have suits from $80,000, and they are saying that we need to cut taxes and shit. It's fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
It's hard. It's a good question. It's a good question. Like,
nobody ever has. Nobody ever has. Do you think maybe they are as monitored and as distrusted as we distrust them? Maybe because I don't think, you know, my research on the Rothschild family baffled me because they're so tight knit and they work together like a machine, like a well-oiled machine. But there is. I believe there is dissension. There has to be amongst the ranks, because what we have is a bunch of power-hungry sociopaths.
Yep.
And if they're all sociopaths, that means they don't really care about each other either. They don't really care. That's human nature. So maybe they all distrust each other so much that they're all afraid of each other. I mean, I don't know. It makes me think they should really do a Bilderberg reality show, TV show, where you see Queen Elizabeth saying, that bitch Beatrix, did you see what she did to my makeup? I would laugh my ass off if they did something like that, or somebody did a parody of it, because I just really wonder how they all get along without saying, you know what, I bet I can take out 2/3 of them and that'll leave the rest of us all the power.
It's probably because they're going to get killed if they do anything. It's not going to help them. Try to figure yourself in that situation. I know I couldn't, but if you're in that deep, it's very hard, I think. But
Bilderberg is very strong, I think, because of their diversity. I mean, there's so many different kinds of people and members in there. Would you tend to agree that the reason that they're so strong is because they have so many different talents? General Petraeus was a member this year. Why would he even go if he's not doing anything for the United States anymore? What's his importance to be there?
Yeah.
You know, obviously he's got a military mind, Jap. But he's sitting there with Rothschilds and former secretaries of state and royalty. So they've all got to be coming up with something. You know,
I think that's what worries me is the military men. They got everything planned, if you ask me. You know what happened with the NSA? I think that shit was planned like 6 months, if not 6 years ago. They got everything planned. And what's around the next corner, they know. What's around that next corner, they know. But there are one thing that they are not counting on. They are, you know, like Occupy likes to say it, they are the 1%. We are 99%. Right. 1% is really fucking small. I know a lot of people that say, like, I don't want to get involved until something happens because, you know, I got a family, I got kids, I don't want to put everything on the line. But they say, when it happens, I will stand there, you know, maybe it's big talk, I don't know. But there's a huge, huge percentage is awake. I think if we only got 1% of the world, you know, do the math from 7 billion people, how many is that even? I don't know, my math's not very good.
That would be about 700, probably, or 7,000, something like that.
Well,
all you gotta
do
is just knock off a bunch of zeros.
Yeah, well,
but it's not even Bilderberg's not even 1%. I mean, they're like They're way beyond that, and I don't really think Petraeus would be considered. Obama is barely. I mean, he's a 1%er, sure, you know, and he has unlimited access to taxpayer and Federal Reserve printed money, but we're talking about
no disrespect
pure
to the blacks, but
too.
Yeah, Obama is just fresh off the slave ship. No disrespect, but he's just another slave.
Right.
He's just another puppet. Somebody is pulling his strings and his strings. There's probably an elite, a top somewhere. We don't know who they are. Probably they are not even the people that we think they are.
Right.
They are running the show. I think it's like 20, 40 people at tops. But we don't know who they are, and I don't think we will ever know.
I've heard that
honest.
Rumor that there's a committee above Bilderberg that's just really, really
small.
Yeah. And I don't think what you said is disrespectful at all. And this is why, because I rarely see and rarely hear about politicians going to Bilderberg, and usually when they do, it's because they're in a campaign, and then they win. You know, and that's why I knew for a fact that Mitt Romney wasn't going to win, because he didn't go to Bilderberg last year. Hardly any politicians go. It's media and money.
Mm.
It's media and money.
Well, media
and, I mean, who controls the media and the money? The Zionists control media and the money. I mean,
exactly.
You call us anti-Semitic all you want to, but I mean that's a fact.
There's nothing more anti-Semitic than Zionism.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. It is, and it's kind of funny. You heard a French voice, and then you came on and called. Alex Jones is a Zionist piece of shit because France, my brother just said that France demands the names of any Twitter users who have made any anti-Semitic tweets.
Oh, beautiful.
And then Twitter is yet to reply.
The word anti-Semitic is overused.
You pissed off the whole country, dude. You pissed off France, Jap. What are you going to do about that?
I pissed off who?
you pissed off the country of France when you called them the Zionist piece of shit. I think you're probably safe, though. I think the only time they've ever successfully really killed anybody was when they had NATO behind them and they killed Gaddafi and they dropped the bomb on him.
They can try to do whatever they want.
By the way, guys,
won't...
10 minutes. 10 minutes. We're taking calls, everybody. Ten minutes.
Oh, great. I want to hear the guy from Kentucky. That's a good friend of mine. I know he is listening right now. He's a very smart motherfucker, and he's got very good knowledge about the Rockefellers and shit. It's gonna be good. I know he's listening.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know too. I know the Rockefellers are tight with Rothschild, you know. But I mean, my main focus on the 13 families has always been. I don't know why I've had such a vicious hate for those people.
Yeah.
And I'm not mentioning a race, anybody. I'm talking about the family, just the family. But I mean, I got a lot of hate for them, and I don't know why. I hated them enough, Jeff, that I wrote 30 pages and then erased it all and started over and did 25, and I stayed up 3 days to do it. Yeah, that's how much I hated them.
Yeah,
I'm literally obsessed with their downfall that I know is unlikely to happen, you know, at the hands of any human being because they all change their names and hides. They're so good at hiding.
Yeah, they're good.
they'll throw the Rockefellers right under the bus, dude. I mean, like I said, we're talking about sociopaths, but from what I've learned about this family, and maybe your friend can tell us about the Rockefellers, but the Rothschilds are tight-knit, man. They are really tight-knit.
Mm.
They are. And I think Evelyn de Rothschild was at Bilderberg this year, and he's the financial advisor to the Queen. And they, of course, they all do quite a bit of other things too. There is Nathan's a popular name amongst the family, and he was a Bilderberg, and he's halfway famous in the Far East for having a feud over something with an Indian billionaire. I can't really recall. And then Lord Jacob the Rothschild is doing a lot of what's called food speculating, and debt for equity was also there. So all three of those guys were there. I mean, that's got to tell you something. That's got to tell you something, and they basically control England.
Yeah,
I mean,
you got England, you got Rome, and you got Washington. You know, those places got to go. Well, not the places, but they're the big power structures, you know. London is, London is the financial part, Washington,
the
military
city
part.
Yeah.
And Rome is the...
But dude, what about Dubai? Let's talk about Dubai for just a second before we take calls. Dubai... Dubai is an independent city state. And maybe my friend in the second part will know a little bit more, but they have, you know, there's the monuments, the obelisks or whatever. That's another theory that, you know, they're seats of power because of the obelisks. But Dubai has one of those now too, and they also have the world's largest building. And it's becoming a center of economic power in the Middle East now.
There's a lot of money invested.
Yeah, and how it just seemed to come out of nowhere, man. The most I ever heard about Dubai was that, you know, Bin Laden was in a hospital before 9/11 on kidney failure, ready to die, talking to Dan Rather. And, of course, you know how that worked. The next thing that we know, he's, you know, managing to elude the most sophisticated intelligence network on the entire planet via cables. But he was interviewed in a Dubai hospital by Dan Rather, you know, right before all that happened. And that's the first I heard of it. And now it's just like they have skyscrapers that go into the clouds, and it's becoming a powerhouse. Maybe there's some failings in one of the other three that they just need another headquarters, another hideout. I don't know, but I know that we all need to do a little more research. Me definitely included on that place. Cause I don't know enough to speak on it other than it's a powerhouse. and it's an independent city state, and there's a lot of banking that goes on there. A lot. Yeah.
Evan, I got a question for you. How many minutes do we have left before calls?
Till we take calls? We have 6 minutes till we take calls.
Okay. Well, I got a story. I got pictures of it. My brother, he went on a journey around the world like 2 years ago, and he was in Singapore, and they have this gigantic building. It's like, it's 200 meters high. They got an aircraft carrier on top of it. And here comes the funny part. Well, if the water level will rise, then the structure, the construction under the aircraft carrier, it will fall like a domino kind of effect. So the aircraft carrier will fall in the water without damage. Well, that concerns me because
it's basically the size of the city too.
Yeah, exactly. They show it like it's a hotel right now, but it's a fully functioning aircraft carrier. It's like 200 meters in the sky. It's fucking ridiculous. You know, they are preparing for some shit. You know, a very good friend of mine, he taught me a lot. It's about 2-3 years ago, he told me, if in New York, if the water will hit your belly, we need to get the fuck out of this place, Jaap. He said, and like 2 years later, there was Hurricane Sandy, you know, Superstorm Sandy.
Yeah.
And New York was 2-3 feet filled with water. I went to him, I was like, dude, you know too much. he wasn't guessing like that. He knows that shit. He was like, he was one of the 20 members from Anonymous back in 82 who started Anonymous of 4chan. And
right.
I don't know. He had way too much information. He teaches me.
You know those older members, man. They're really wise because they've kept up with the patterns. They know it's almost as if they know the road.
They know what the future
will technology.
Bring.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know what the future will bring because they've seen the documents. It's the same like the Illuminati card game, you know. That's from 95. It's fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy. It predicted almost every event, and it's still accurate today.
And the aircraft carrier described as it was in the Avengers movie.
Are you serious?
Yeah. A floating aircraft carrier. It can take a fall in water. Yeah, that's been in comics and in the Avengers movie.
And it could cloak itself,
and we know that there have been university students that are very close to making an invisibility robe, cloak type thing. So, I think Rick and I did a show one time where we talked about some transhumanism stuff, and Intel was openly advertising the fact that they were trying to put computer chips on atoms.
For shape shifting.
I mean, and people can think we're crazy for saying that, but just ask Intel. I mean, don't take our word for it. Go ask Intel. They're more than proud to talk about it.
Yeah,
I mean, if I could do that, I mean, I would tell everybody how smart I was too. Like, hey, I could put a computer chip on an atom and shape shift. You know, I wouldn't mind telling that. But it probably would make other people feel very uncomfortable that I had the ability to do that. It would, and that's really kind of the theme of our show. We got 2 minutes, but that's really kind of the theme of this whole show is about deception and transparency. Because
exactly.
we're being deceived, and we don't know about it until they want us to.
Yeah, it's the biggest deception, and maybe known to mankind. We don't know.
We make educated guesses. Sometimes we have hardcore facts, but like your friend who started back in Anonymous, you know, way back when, they get good because they get better and better at predicting too. Not just their documents. They've seen stuff happen over and over again, so they already know what's going to happen next. And nobody in the norm wants to believe or listen unless CNN or Fox News says so.
It's not real until
Jake Tapper says it is, you know?
Yeah. Until it's on TV, nobody will believe it. That's the sad truth.
Yeah. And I don't get that, man. I really don't. Yeah. We got 1 minute. I mean, Ruth Ann, I guess.
Well, a lot of people.
I guess maybe we could start. Where's Jeff's guy that he's talking about? Let's get him in first if we can.
We have several people listening, but one is ready to talk, and he is 661. So you are on the air. Hello.
Okay. All right. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this? Who's this?
Is it me?
661.
I don't know. Am I on?
Yes,
we can hear you. Everyone else can, my friend. So you're definitely on. What's up?
Oh, what's going on, man? Yeah, I was just wondering about if the shit does hit the fan.
Yeah.
I was wondering, like, do we need a way to communicate with, all our like-minded fellow friends and everything?
Anthony, are you Anthony?
How you know,
man?
Yeah. Yes.
I was just going to ask, too. Nice to meet you, Anthony.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm enjoying the show. I was trying to get in before I had to go to baseball. But, yeah, like I said, I'm trying to figure it out because, how are we going to communicate and get all this good information out if they, try to block it all? How are we going to know who's for us and who ain't for us? They're going to try to get the infiltrators in and everything like that.
And so,
I mean, history is always – there's always been rebellious groups, man, and necessity is the mother of invention. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know how we would do it if they took everything away from us, but we'd figure something out because we would have to. We would absolutely have to.
You've seen what happened in Egypt, right?
But I'm low-tech. I can't explain it to you, but it is being worked on.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear that because, that's what I was just kind of worried about. And I'm like, they shut it all down. Then, how are we going to communicate with each other? Because, they can just shut it down. And I know you guys.
That's a good way to control us too, Anthony. That's a great way to control us.
Yeah, that's a way to try to. But, if we get prepared and get ahead of them, then we'll already know how to identify each other. You know what I'm saying?
Let me interject. One thing that you can do right now is if there's somebody that you really trust, that you've met online, whatever, get other information about them, where they are, snail mail address, real phone number, all this kind of stuff. Because if they
little things.
Social media, you still, for a while at least, will have these other avenues.
Right. And I say, my best advice is, and I'm not a hacker or anything, but I am a pretty clever guy. I'm not maybe not the most clever, but definitely don't ignore, stuff that isn't technology either.
Exactly.
Learning other languages and basic psychology and things like that will help. It'll help you. It'll help you when you meet somebody that has already figured out the rebellion secret handshake. You'll know these things. There's cryptographers that can break code and do everything like that. You got to develop an insight for people.
Exactly.
Don't ever discount psychology. Don't ever discount it, man. Hackers are great, and they've done a great job and everything, and they are part of the resistance on this part. But there's going to come a time whenever it's going to be a good old fashioned chess game. So learn strategy, become as independent as possible, because we may not be able to connect, Anthony. I mean, in large quantities, we may not be able to. If Jap's in the Netherlands and I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, I can't very well, hop in a boat and get over to him. So
we have another who I think is the friend you've been waiting for.
All right.
Go ahead. Several people that want to talk. So Anthony, stick around.
But Anthony, thank you for calling in, man. That's a great question.
No problem, man. Thank you.
Right.
Thanks, man.
Great question.
We'll be in touch.
All right.
All right.
270, you're on the air.
That's me, Jeb. It's Clint.
What's Clint,
on,
how you doing, man?
Good?
Yeah, man.
Happy to be alive, brother.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Man, y'all was mentioning, no problem. Thank y'all for putting it together. More people need to do this, man, because we have a mass amount of people waking up. but there's still a lot that's not. You know, they can see it on the news, and it's still not true to them. You know, so they need more people. Y'all were talking about the Rothschilds.
Yes, man.
Love researching the Rothschilds, man. You know, like I put on the Facebook
guys.
Since back in 1776 when they actually funded the real group Illuminati. You know, people hear that and they think it's always been a fake organization, but it's not. You know, in 1776 they were an actual organization, and you know, they had Luciferian ideas, stuff like that. That, you know, a group that owns our Federal Reserve also backed a Luciferian organization. That in itself is a math problem that I don't like. After researching them, man, I just felt I was lacking. I felt I was still ignorant. So I started researching the Rand Corporation.
Yeah.
Y'all know much about them?
Oh, yeah, okay. I've heard of Rand.
Dude, let me tell you, they have their fingers in everything. They're considered a global think tank. But they were, I believe it was the 50s, they were organized in the 50s, but they're financed by the U.S. government.
Yes.
And I believe they have, somewhere between 1,600 and 2,000 employees in about three different states. But something's not right with them. Like, they've got their hands in too many things. They're known for writing child policies, education policies, health, national security policies.
Which is against the Constitution for them to even be involved in state education. I mean,
right.
And
that on population. Yeah, but they were known for designing and conducting the largest study of health insurance. And as you would guess, one of their members is Mr. Kissinger. You know,
oh, shit.
They've got 30. I think at one time they had 30 Nobel Prize winners.
Yeah. Wow.
But they're...
I could be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't they responsible for a lot of research and think tanking with our Army, too? And airplanes,
yeah,
wasn't that one of the first things that they got into?
Military technology and shit.
I mentioned child policies and get everybody's attention. At the same time, they were known for a planning of future weapons, nuclear weapons. You know, they've got their hands at everything, and they've got to be affecting it. You know, at this day and time, if you're in an organization that like at the Bilderberg, meeting with them, those people are important. They're decision-making people, but they're shot callers, you know. And if you're involved in child policies and nuclear policies,
oh damn,
something. You know, there's something going on, man. And we need to help ourselves by educating ourselves, you know, because you can't turn it on Fox News to learn about Rand Corporation, you know.
Exactly, man.
And you were crazy accurate. They did 32 recipients of the Nobel Prize, primarily in the fields of economics and physics, have been associated with Rand at some point in time in their career. And like you just said, educating yourself, and that's kind of what I was trying to get at with Anthony is like if you're truly awake, you can. And I've developed a knack for this. I like watching CNN because I can. It's almost as if I know what their code is. I know when they say something, what it really means.
Exactly.
You know, so mainstream media
right.
does serve a purpose. It really does serve a purpose.
If you can utilize it correctly, yes, it does.
Exactly.
It's like having a dad that was a terrible dad. You know. You may not know how to be the best dad, but you know how not to be a dad. So you can watch these news channels and know what they're trying to avoid is sometimes what you'll want to investigate. And,
I don't mean to cut you off.
Oh,
we have 7 minutes.
Brother.
We got three more callers, man. But definitely stay with us and call in next week, man.
I appreciate this.
Thank you so much, bro.
Jet, man. And I appreciate what y'all are doing, man. God bless y'all.
Yo,
all right,
God bless
man.
You
thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, man. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, brother. Will do, brother. See ya.
Area code 67. You're on the air.
Hi. 661.
You're on the air.
Is this me? Yeah, everybody. You too.
Hello.
Hello.
I can barely hear you, but there's some static. We got some static with you, or maybe wind blowing or something like that.
Yeah. Now I can hear him, but...
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
You're on. We can hear you.
Oh, I'm
on.
Great. Hey, it's Mike Jordan. What's up?
How are you doing, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan and the NOAA, the National Atmospheric Administration. What's going on?
Not much, man. I've been tempted to get on one of these things for a few years now, but I just happened to get on Facebook. I said, you know, Jap's on that show. Let me say hey. So how you doing? Doing all right?
Yeah, man. I'm doing good. How are you doing, man?
Doing all right, man. Really feeling the changes of, I don't really know exactly what's to come, but brief thing about me, I actually just moved to the north from South Carolina, up here in the New York area, and a lot of stuff going on, a lot of shifting.
Like what?
Like geoengineering, you mean? Weather? Climate?
I mean, you could start with HARP if you want. I came on here to say just a couple things, you know, and I really appreciate you allowed me the opportunity to do this. I mean, I didn't even know that you guys had this show. Is this the first time?
Sorry, what?
Is this the first time you guys are doing this?
This is our first time together, man. Very first time.
Okay.
Well, we're gonna go on our honeymoon after it's over.
I hear you.
That's what the plan was.
Steven, there you go.
Well, I'll get to the point here. I've listened to a lot of, I've sit on YouTube for the last 3 or 4 years and I listen and I, you know, sit in and listen on other talk shows and recorded talk shows. And what bothers me the most is that it seems that everybody's wanting to sit around and talk about these practical things that are happening, which is, of course it's true. Yeah, it's right around us. But the problem is that someone hasn't, you know, stepped up enough to really try to relay the message, whether it be coded or not, to the people that, we need to open our minds up. We need to really establish, a higher, dimensional type of thinking. And I know this is kind of, it may seem out there, maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but I mean, it's very true. And, you put everything into context. You look at, the calendars, Sumerian calendar, Mayan calendar, you look at the shift, and you look at the planetary shift, the magnetic shift, and, people can feel the changes. They don't know what the hell's going on inside their head, but there's things happening. And so, that being said, the government, these push and pull things that they do, I believe, that 99% of it, it's, okay, well, the people are doing this, let's do something to get them to calm down, or... Let's speed them up. Example A, 9/11. I mean, that pissed everybody off. The whole country's in an uproar. Well, they wanted that. Damn it, they wanted it.
Yeah, they wanted us out for blood, so we wouldn't care if they took our rights away. You're absolutely right. It's like sideshow. It's like magic.
Mm-hmm.
Watch my hand, and with the other hand, they're pulling the rabbit from under the compartment in their hat. I mean, it's like stage magic. You're absolutely right, Michael.
Exactly,
and you're right. There is something. It's something weird in the air. It's like I don't know. It's like it's electric. I can't explain it either.
It's called
Some people would say it's Horus or it's the sun or it's Ra or whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call your higher power, there is a higher power. I mean, if you don't believe there's a higher power, then that's okay too. But but the last wave of, I've been working with seniors for, 13, 14 years and working in healthcare and Medicare, also as a financial advisor, and just kind of through this have been able to interpret, just looking at how people, really paying attention to what people do, how they move, what they look at, how their eyes move left to right, just really paying attention to things and everything around you because, there's a language. It's a divine language. Most of us don't know it. And these other people that are older, you can call them baby boomers or what, that are moving through this, that's the last wave. This new wave, these new children that are coming out, all these freaking medicines they're pumping into these kids is wrong.
Yeah.
Because they're tucking away their knowledge, and it's messing up their neuroreceptors in their brain, because that way they're not really truly able to exercise what feeling is. And through emotion is how people understand what consciousness is.
Very true, man. Very good. Damn.
Yeah.
They're drugging up the kids, you know.
I wish you would have told our first caller, you know what I see. You said it way better. I mean, I really just tried to convey to him that almost what you said, that you'll know the truth. Like, you'll know who's with you and who's not with you. You got to develop some kind of an instinct or something.
And
I really wish you would have been able to explain it, man, because you did it. You did a much better job than I did.
I've met several people, you know, over the internet, and I've honestly tucked myself away for the last 2 years in my home and finally decided to pick up and move. And because I've finally been able to come to the point where I was able to connect with people, that were more on my level. And, it's a wishy-washy situation. You've got, a diversified group of people now, and this is the worst time because it's so diversified that kids messed up on medicine, kids not messed up on medicine. You got senior citizens, and you got this whole race of 100% in belief of this, I have nothing wrong with religious prophecy. I'm all for Christ. The prophecy is great, but the concept is all, pardon me, but messed up. It's messed up.
Yeah, that's very true.
We've been misled.
No censorship, brother. You say what you want to say. We're running short on time, though, but don't worry about it. You say whatever you want to say.
I need to do this again. Can you help me again? I need to get the word out.
If we can, because we're taking calls randomly.
I know.
So if we maybe we can get you in on the next round, but we're going to be on next week, too. So.
No, in a bigger, a more larger perspective. I'm about fed up with it, and I'll let you go right after this. Let me say this piece. Here's the thing. All right. The problem is that, and you guys are doing great, and there's nothing wrong with what you're doing, but you know, there's people out there that know about consciousness, and they know, you know, whether they've tapped into it a few times or they've tapped into it a lot, they know. But nobody has really stepped up to the plate and, you know, really tried to get it out there. And that's what's going to that's what's going to pull the plug, and it's going to piss them off. But, you know, I say, let's pull our big guns out and the hell with them. I mean, they can, my name's really Michael Jordan. How funny is that? But nobody would believe that. Nobody ever does anyway. So,
I was going to ask you to send me an autograph. I really like it, though. But, Michael, I mean, we can talk about it. We've got a bunch of shows planned because, when we first got together and decided to do this, we wanted to be as prepared as possible. But it's definitely, the conversation was stimulating, and it is something that needs to be talked about. It does.
Very interesting.
And I think we have discussed doing a show of nothing but call-ins.
I really appreciate that. I really do.
I appreciate you calling in, man. I appreciate you calling in. But yeah,
we have two more callers.
Let's take those callers. But Michael, thank you so much.
Michael,
absolutely.
Thanks a lot, man.
Michael,
how can I contact anybody via email so you can send me something? I'll just follow up on your next show.
I have your number. Do I have your permission to call you?
Yes, you do. Why don't you do that?
My name's Ruth Ann. I will be calling you tomorrow. I had that planned. Okay.
Thank you, Ruth Ann.
Now we're going to 602. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Do you have a carpet?
Do we have a carpet?
I'm kidding you guys. It's Rick.
Rick. Rick.
I didn't recognize
Rick. Rick, Rick, Rick. Oh, my
Rick
God.
Wilson from Scream the News. All right.
How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Everybody that's listening, the originator of Scream the News, my old host, taught me everything I know.
Here's
Rick. Man, I love you so much. Evan, you know I love you, brother. And Jap, it's great to hear your voice.
It's great to hear your voice, too, man. It's good to hear you.
I'm doing good. I wanted to ask you a question in a little bit, but I also wanted to comment on what Michael Jordan just said. First of all, I want a signed jersey.
I wanted something. I wanted something.
No, but when he's talking about higher dimensional thinking, I think he brought up really good points. And how there's kind of an awakening, and I've written about that. And I told you, Evan, I think like 3 months ago that I was going to write about that, and I have yet to do that. But
right.
I think it's very important. There is kind of a shift. And then Anthony, a previous caller, brought up how do we communicate, you know, when shit hits the fan, I think were his words. I would recommend for everyone, it's something that I've done, and if you go to meetup.com, which is meetup.com, it's not a dating site. Yeah, it's a way you could – oh, good. I've met some great people, and all you need to do is type in what you're looking for. So if you're looking for if shit hits the fan, you'll find people in your own zip code that are thinking the same way, and that's a great way – I think to get with like-minded people in your own area, I just highly recommend that.
It's a good page. I'm looking at it right now. I posted
Rick,
it.
Rick, we got to move on. Rick, what's the question? I'm just kidding. All of a sudden, I had a power trip, Rick. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I'm back with you. Meetup.com, though? I mean, for places like Detroit and where I live at, though, man, it's so bad, I figured they'd just detonate us in Chicago. I'm serious about that. I think they wouldn't pass nuking us up in a second, dude. I really don't.
Well, the NSA, and one of your callers brought that up before, you guys did. And by the way, with Bilderberg, where you guys started off, there actually is a gentleman that releases every year, like where he follows them, and it's like in a hotel. In his hotel, they'll slip a note under his door, and he reveals secretly.
His name Alex Jones?
No. It's not. It's actually
Jack. I saw a video of him getting chased in a car. Is that the same guy, Rick? They were chasing him in a car?
It might be. It's an elderly gentleman with white hair. But he brings up, and he says, so for 2011, for example, he brought up, he said, social networking sites was one of the keys. So we all know we're being monitored and so forth, but I'm glad that, Jeff, you brought that up and you're aware of that. Jeff, you also brought up torture and who's going to speak up. I think another caller brought that up as well. I think it was Anthony. Who's awake? Who's going to speak up? Well, that is an issue. And again, that's why I think we should all keep in contact, because people that do speak up, you know, like the firefighters, the first responders for 9/11, for example, were not allowed to testify to Congress. And the ones that were supposed to testify miraculously, you know, coincidentally just died in weird things. So that's one reason. Yeah.
Very true.
I mean, sometimes, Rick, self-preservation comes to mind for most people. The will to survive is the strongest instinct in our body. I mean, it's in our existence. And I think maybe, and Jeff and I kind of talked about it with the Bilderbergers, maybe, you know, they just don't want to die.
Yeah, but Evan, before you said that only a sociopath would not speak up. I have to disagree because exactly what you just said. I think that's exactly true, what you just said. It's scary. And when, you know, people were bringing up Kissinger, I think Jap brought up Kissinger earlier, with certain things, or one of your callers did with Rand Corporation, I'm sorry. Also for people to realize that it's not just Kissinger, it's Lieberman. There's other people involved. It's a small group. PNAC,
how big is the
PNAC
committee? Do you guys know? Isn't it about 30 people, something like that, 20 or 30?
Well, who knows? Like you guys are saying, who really knows? But PNAC,
well, they're starting to admit to it. Like it's almost like they're tiptoeing in the water to see how cold and see if, you know, get used to the temperature and see what we're going to do about it. I mean, they have their website now where they talk about where they're going to be at the next year.
Well, that's how it is, sociopathic, and I'm glad that Jap brought up the – and I want everyone to really – I know we have callers and stuff, and I'll get off here pretty soon, but I'm glad that Jap brought up the Illuminati card game from 1995, because that seriously is, it is sociopathic, but it did predict every tragedy pretty much that we've gone through, and it's really spot on.
Do you know the backstory of that, Rick? The guy that made the Illuminati card game, he was raided by the CIA because he stole classified information. And that's how he made the card game.
And you know, to combine the Illuminati card game with what our other friend that called that was right before Rick. You know, when with occultism and Jap, your friend talking about Luciferianism and stuff like that, when things are announced ahead of time and like blood rituals and things like that, not to get too deep in anything, it's called, you know, relieving themselves of karmic responsibility, and it's a belief that they do that. And I'm being told by our producer we got to go on to the next call. Actually, guys, Rick.
Okay, thanks for having me. I'm glad you guys are talking about this, and I'm glad you're bringing up Alex Jones and Bohemian Grove, because I think that's bullshit, too. William Cooper, all that stuff.
William Cooper, damn.
The Patriot Act and the Enabling Act and how they're related, because you guys were sort of touching upon that before, and I'll shut up now, but thank you for having me on.
Dude, thanks
Rick,
for calling in,
you were one of the originators, man. You and I, we tried to make a difference, brother. We did. We really did, and we are. So, you, and I hope you heard the first part of the show. This show is dedicated to you, and I hope you know that.
No, I heard that. Yeah, I appreciate that. And Ruth, man, I love you, honey. I'll never get your name right, but
yeah.
All right, let's get to the next caller. You guys have a good time. I'm going
to
be listening. All right.
Okay, bro.
We do. We'll
be in touch, man.
All right, brother. We love you.
We have 252. You've been waiting quite a while. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, sorry about the wait. Sorry about the wait.
No, it's fine. That's actually my second time trying to connect. My phone got all static here earlier.
Okay. So, again, sorry about the wait. We get,
great, man. I like listening to other people talk, man. You don't understand what it's like living out here with the so many closed-minded people in rural North Carolina.
Right.
North Carolina. Huh.
I was just heard y'all talking about the Illuminati card game. I'd seen that. But I was also making a connection to something that Wernher von Braun had said to his assistant, where he kept talking about the last card was going to be a false flag alien invasion, and that's the last card on the card game, coincidentally.
Exactly.
Reagan talked about that. You know, he said, I sometimes wish that there would be an alien invasion so we would all come together.
I know. I mean, it's just so crazy that they've talked about it so much that so many people dismiss it. It's so crazy. It's just unbelievable. There's more awake people now than ever, but I mean, there's still so many people that are...
There's just a lot of people are scared, man. It really is a defense mechanism.
Oh yeah, the fear goes.
It's coping. It's a coping skill. I mean, what would people think if a ship really landed and you know, we started getting attacked? I mean, by whatever, you know. I've seen some killer movies that, I saw a Halloween costume contest a couple years ago, and a guy had a Predator costume on, and I thought he was real. There's some scary things.
Yeah.
There's some scary things that are going on, but that's a good point, man. Everything is coming in order, and so I guess maybe we're going to get to see a ship.
I was also wondering, what was y'all's opinion on, just left my mind for a second.
Think hard, brother.
And we have to wrap this up soon because we got one more caller and then we got to tackle Turkey.
One thing I can remember, it's at least that. Have y'all ever heard of a man called Eric Dollard?
No, I can't recall the name.
Eric Dollard, D O L L A R D.
It rings a bell, but I don't know what.
He's starting to do a lot of Tesla's experiments with Wardenclyffe and wireless electricity and all that kind of stuff, and he's just getting back on his feet now. He's got his own lab and stuff. I was just wondering if y'all have checked him out, and if not, maybe y'all can check him out and spread the word to this man. You know, he's like Tesla 2.0.
Well, yeah, man. Friend up with me on Facebook and send me his name and everything so I don't forget. Now, and I definitely will. I promise.
Is your name Evan Batterton, man?
Batterton. Evan Batterton.
You got the George Carlin picture?
No. My actual face is on there. I'm a big bald. I'm a big guy with a shaved head.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah,
actually, I'm always following Jap on Facebook, man. Always talking.
Well, I'm on his list too. So I mean, you can find me.
Hey, brother, I just commented on my post. Even better than, so
yeah.
You can hook up there. I just posted.
Yeah, I hope y'all can do some more of these, dude. I just love hearing people from all over the country, like-minded people, open minds, talking about shit that we should be talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's our whole point, man. We're gonna make this more interactive, and we want to know what everyone else thinks too.
I mean, all you gotta have is an open mind, and everything after that, just falls into place pretty much.
Exactly.
That is a good common sense policy. That is a common, simple and bold, my friend. Thank you for calling, though.
Yeah, man.
And hook up with me. Jap posted my name on the thread, so go ahead and hook up with me.
All right, man. Y'all have a good day.
Okay. All right. Great.
Thanks for calling in, bro.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, this is one of those strange numbers. I'm not sure if this is Skype or what. 962?
I think it's my bro.
You think it's who?
I think it's a friend of mine. It's probably not from the U.S., but I don't know.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
We can hear you. Hello?
I can't. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
What's your question or comment?
I think we're having some problems here.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and move on, and we've got a call.
Okay, we have four. From here we go. 573. You're on the air.
573. That's close to me.
Ah.
Hello, you're on the air.
573. Hello? Yeah, that's in my state.
Ah, okay.
573. Yeah, so it might even be somebody that knows me. Hello? All right, well, maybe we'll catch them on the next round, too.
Wow, okay. Then it's off to Turkey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hit
Turkey, because that might have been a Bilderberg orchestration too. And I was talking to somebody. I was talking to somebody earlier from Jordan that was telling me some things about the Kurds and everything. But Jap, that's more your neighborhood than mine. You're at least closer to them. So what's the deal? What's going on over there?
In Turkey.
Yeah, in Turkey. What's their problem?
I heard that the revolution over there, it started because they pepper sprayed an innocent protester, and all hell just broke loose from there. And I didn't follow everything, but I guessed a lot, and it went crazy. In a few days, it went crazy. But the first day, I was in jail for 10 days, and the first day I was in, then the shit began. So I come home, and my dad picked me up at the jail, and we turn on the radio, and we can hear, the NSA is wiretapping everybody. In Turkey, there's massive protests and shit, so I didn't really get a good grip on it. But if I look at the pictures and I've looked at the live streams, it's very crazy. It's very crazy. People are shot, water cannons, but it's huge. It's huge.
Well, people are actually have died, and...
Yeah. I think over 8 people died already.
It started off about a park, and then it turned into the prime minister, and all hell just broke loose. And I saw a picture of an Egyptian woman that got hit with a canister, And she's dead, and now what's going on today is apparently I think there was an order issued by the Prime Minister 24 hours that everything has to stop. So I'm wondering, you know, what's he going to do to back that ultimatum up, because it's not stopping. And it actually escalated because another guy got hit in the head with a canister, and he's pretty much a vegetable in the hospital now.
Yeah.
And what's concerning to me is that the United States and Turkey have a long history that a lot of people don't know about. Everybody knows about Cuba and the Bay of Pigs, but they don't know that the United States had missiles pointed at Russia, and their base was in Istanbul, or close by. And so Turkey was America's Cuba, pretty much, in the Cold War.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't know that. And Turkey is also it's not a country that's bad off at all. I mean, Istanbul is like the Chicago of the East. There's been some issues, as a lot of people know, about you know, what our friends talked about earlier with the Rothschilds, and you know, we've talked about Zionism, and basically Palestine was stolen under. Right out from under Turkish noses, because the British, because of the Balfour Declaration with Lionel de Rothschild, and this is a true story too. This is absolutely true. This is not a conspiracy theory. The British would airdrop hashish and opium to the Turkish soldiers, and that's how they literally took Palestine out from underneath them, and they already had the ships full of Jews from all over the world, and then pumped them in there, and then, you know, more shit started after that that went really, really bad, you know, for
that's
the Palestinian
new information
people,
for
but,
me, man.
But yeah, cool. But that's exactly how it happened. That's exactly how the British did that with the Turks, and that deal was cut before the big wars were even started. And that's why, you know, whenever people tell me that I'm anti-Semitic, you know, I only have to reply with one word: Rothschild. Rothschild.
Yeah,
Rothschild.
Exactly.
Because,
who the fuck
is
anti-Semitic?
If they say, oh, that's just a big conspiracy theory, go to the Israeli government's website. They have a copy of the Balfour Declaration, and it's signed by the Earl of Balfour and Lionel de Rothschild. So, I mean, maybe I'm anti-Semitic for giving historical facts, or maybe the Israeli government website is anti-Semitic too. I don't know if telling the truth about the Rothschild is. So, I mean, yeah, that is something new. Apparently, we got the 962 call back. Yeah. Let's check out two more callers real quick. I like this caller thing.
We're gonna do that.
Okay,
yeah.
we're gonna go back to 962. He's back in. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Jeff. This is Sam Shaheen. Hello.
Yo.
Hello, Jeff.
No, my
hey,
friend
me?
I was talking to you earlier.
Hello,
my friend I was talking to you earlier about Turkey. Talk to us, brother.
Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
This is Sam Shaheen. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, bro?
Yes. 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 Yes.
This is
Sam. My Jordanian friend I was talking to.
This is Sam.
Yes.
Brother, how are you doing, man?
Yeah. Fine, thank you. you are very good. Yeah, I would like to say that all what we can see happening in the world right now, from Hub, from Turkey, from what's happening in Turkey, it's all back for Zionists and Rothschild, as we know. I would like to say that to end this stupid shit that happens in all over the world, we need at first to end up the Zionist in first time.
Yes, it's an illegal occupation in Palestine. It's ridiculous.
It is, yeah.
You're from Palestine, right?
Illegal. No,
it's
Jordanian, right?
Yeah, he is from Jordanian, but.
I'm Palestinian
too.
Yes.
I'm Palestinian, but I'm living in Jordan, you know. I came to here, my grandfather, in 1948, and we are not allowed to go back, and you know this shit. And
yeah,
I'm
trying
to
say, I want you to know that, and I can speak for all three of us on this, we support Palestine. We do.
Oh, big time.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally.
We support the Palestinians because we're not psychos. We're not psychos that condone apartheid and murder. So we definitely back up Palestine on that, definitely.
It's ridiculous that
I know
that you gotta move to Jordania because you are not allowed there anymore. It's fucking ridiculous. It's your country, it's not theirs. It's an illegal occupation. They just stole the fucking shit because they think that they are the chosen people, you know? It's fucking it's bullshit.
And they did it through bribes and everything else. I mean, they did it through bribes and everything else. I could tell a real interesting story about Harry Truman. That asshole did a bunch of shit that was illegal. Believe it or not, he was anti-Semitic. And he was anti-Semitic, but he was bribed and he was conned and he was greedy and he took the money, and that's what so many people are doing, and they're turning themselves into the slaves of the Zionists, and they are mowing down their Arab neighbors, and any Arabs that support them are basically their mercenaries. So but you had an interesting perspective, Sam, on what was going on with Turkey. I mean, you were telling me earlier that you definitely think first of all, you said the prime minister was a very smart man, and I pointed out to you too that Turkey and Israel were having some problems, and you know, so why do you think he's doing this, man, and what do you think he's going to do when this 24-hour ultimatum is up and everybody still protests?
And first of all, I'm not protecting him. I know he is just a little bastard like any other government leader or something. But I think in last years, from the first of 21st century, that when he, you know, controlled Turkey with his Islamic, Islamic lobby, Turkey, Economy of Turkey increased, and you can see the economy Turkey economy increased in very good way, as you can see.
I have a question, Sam, because we got to go on to the next caller. He issued a 24-hour ultimatum. Do you believe, because you said he was smart, but we think he's being bribed, do you believe that he would literally send the military out to kill his own people? Do you think that he would do that? What do you think he's going to do when this ultimatum is up and everybody's still protesting? Because he told everybody it stops in 24 hours, but he never said what he was going to do. Will he kill his people?
I think that in the next weeks in Turkey it will go more up and up, and I think it will be like Egypt,
exactly.
You know, revolution against the system.
You can't stop.
I don't think that it would be like Syria, but if the things go worse and worse, it would be like Syria. But I think it would be like Egypt. Egypt, and you know, if you don't know about Egypt right now, people fighting each other. It's like a civil war, but they don't have weapons. Every Friday they go, they make protests and they start against the government, and government should people. Even after the revolution, I think it would be like Egypt. In Turkey,
Egypt's not getting any better. It looks like it for a little bit, and then all hell breaks loose again. That would be a shame to see that happen to such a nation that's really far more advanced, and people should have learned so much more about. Turkey's just
beautiful.
From what I learned in school, and I did have good schooling, that, Turkey was just, it was like an oasis in the middle of the desert,
Exactly.
And
I went there once.
It's awful to watch this. It's really awful to watch this. We know this is fixed and this is rigged because Turkey's supposed to be a very close ally of the United States, and nothing is being done by the United States to help quell this whatsoever.
But if Erdogan visited Obama before 2 weeks, I think, and after that we saw what happened in Turkey. I think that there's something wrong about that too. After he was in the White House, and the next day there was a protest against him.
Well,
he's right. He's right about
you said something. You said something earlier too, and because I just got a comment from my brother, and he pays a lot of attention to this. And when we talked earlier, Sam, you mentioned something about the Kurds in Syria also, and my brother just said Egypt has recently started in on Syria. What were you getting at about the Kurdish people in Turkey and Syria? You said that you believed that the Zionists were trying to make Turkey into another Syria.
Yeah. If you know right now in Syria, it's a civil war. It's not about the regime is bad and the rebels are bad. No, it's a civil war. And right now, there is no rights. People killing each other. Kurdish people or Kurdistan people. In North Syria, they are controlling their own territory, and also in Iraq they are doing that. And in Iraq, if you read the news, every day there is a fight between Muslim Sunni and Muslim Shia and Kurdistan people. And if you read also news, last year there was a war between Turkey army and Kurdistan people. So Kurdistan people, they want to make their own country in North Syria and North Iraq and the east part of Turkey. They want their country. And you know, U.S., American government and Rothschild right now, they are playing their game. You know, they want to make wars in Middle East. So people won't go to Palestine and get back, you know, get it back. So they make wars around in Middle East.
Wow.
I certainly wish
the Kurdish people luck. I mean, I'm not usually one because it's a Zionist thing for me to think about it. You know, just having your own land because, but the Kurdish people really really had it tough, and they're in the middle of a shitstorm. And maybe I'm being ignorant here, but maybe they should team up with the Palestinians and maybe try and get something done, dude. I don't know. I don't see why Arabs fight each other all the time. If we know it's a ploy, they have to know it's a ploy. I mean, it's not even that elaborate. It's not even that hard. It's like whispering one's ear and the other.
I will tell you why Arab fighting each other. In last 6 years, there was a bad government. And, you know, this bad government makes people hate each other. You know, they make a fight between Muslim Sunni and Muslim Shia. Muslim Sunni in some countries, they are stronger, such as Iraq, in Saddam, before Americans come to Iraq. Muslim Sunni they were strongest than they were having the money have more money than Muslim Shia in Iraq. But in Syria it's different. Muslim Shia they are stronger than Muslim Sunni, and the governments they make people hate each other. In last 6 years, and these governments are supported by U.S. government. You know, Saddam Hussein government, he was a friend of U.S., you know, in 1982.
Yeah.
Just like
when I was born right away, by the way. Sam, I don't want to cut you off because I could talk about this, you know, all day and night. I talked to you earlier about, you know, coming on sometime about Arab Spring and things like that. We actually only have 15 minutes left, and we have two callers, and we haven't even gotten Alex Jones, so we might need to bash him at another time. So
the last idea I would like to say that
Sam, stay in touch with me.
you know, and talk with me, because I mean, there's a lot that we don't know because we're not there. And
you guys love each other. That's going to be good.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And we will. I mean, this needs a whole show to discuss. So
exactly.
We will be in touch.
There is a last idea I would like to say that. Philistine, it's not about the land, it's about killing people, and you know that. But there is a more important thing. Philistine, it's about the future. If we get things straight in Philistine, the future is going to be good, and you know, Zionist and Rothschild, all this shit, we can get rid from them if we get back to Philistine. So
thanks,
if we get back to Philistine and we make straight.
I promise you we are gonna devote a show to this, and you are gonna be the guest. I can absolutely assure you that, because we have a ton of ground to cover on the Arab Spring and the fact that the Zionists are destroying the lands that were the cradle of civilization. So we do. We have to go on to the next caller because the show is almost over.
Yes. Sam, thanks a lot for calling in, man.
Okay.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Be safe, brother.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello? We have
hello?
Hello?
Yo,
hello?
You're on the air.
Am I on the air?
Yes,
okay,
you're on.
Hey.
This is
a friend of mine. This is a friend of mine.
Okay, I just put
How's
him on
going?
Hold. Wait, I put him on hold. Because
wait a minute.
I wanted to say that 252 has called back, and he will be on after this person, but I wanted to reassure him that we will get him on. So,
back
on. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Hello. Yes. Hey, brother. Yeah, we got to keep it brief because we got one more call. Let's, I know you got a question.
How's everybody doing this evening?
We're doing good. How do you think we're doing?
I understand totally. I'm a little off topic here from where you guys have been, but I'm calling in about this XX situation.
Oh God, yes.
And we spoke briefly on Facebook about this regarding this the other day.
I know who you are.
Yes, Obama.
Oh yes,
and, I've been harassed. And I've been banned from the group. This Bolzano character. I'd like some insight as to what your thoughts are on this.
Well, we got to keep it really brief. I'm going to keep it like under 2 minutes. But this is the deal. And maybe I really probably have to keep it under a minute and a half. But you know, basically what we believe, and you can see how the show's been going, is we don't censor,
right.
We don't ban, we take as many people as we can, and we haven't criticized anybody, made fun of anybody. You know, we probably could have made a good analogy between me and Alex Jones if we had the time, because there are certain figures in the movement that are questionable. They're highly questionable. Doesn't mean that they're CIA. It doesn't mean that they're anything else or like that. But there are things that are people that
they're
can be harmful in the movement.
Fucking up the movement.
Right. When things like it, and I'm going to end it with this: when things like what happened to you occur, you get banned and censored or whatever, bullied or whatever.
I just don't feel that it's right. You know.
It's not right, but there's a reason why people do that, and they cut people off. It's not even their ego. It's because they don't know how to command respect. They don't know how to earn respect, and
exactly.
They have a superiority complex, and it's not right. Mr. Obama,
I appreciate that. I know you got to get on to another call. Maybe we have a show next week.
Oh, yeah.
We will every Thursday, brother. Every Thursday.
Okay, well,
next week, I'd
like to call in, and maybe we can, I know you're getting in a hurry, maybe we can talk a little more detail, and I can give you some more actual specifics
characters.
Since you're
going to the term Obama, I think we were wanting to do a show, not next week, but the week after that, about some of the things that are wrong with the presidency and
right.
the administration.
Yeah, I can definitely give you some insight to that as well.
I'm sure you could with a name
right.
like Obama.
Right.
I'm sure you could.
Right. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for calling, brother.
All right. Keep in touch.
Be safe, man. Yo.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, now we've got 252. You're back and you're on the air. So.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, 252. Sorry we lost you before, but. Oh, no, it's straight.
We're here.
I finally remembered what I had forgotten earlier, and I had to call back and ask y'all what y'all thought about Dr. Stephen Greer's movie Sirius and the whole UFO movement about alternative energy and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The UFO movement and alternative energy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I don't know much about it. I really don't. I mean,
You want to know something about UFOs and alternative energies, right?
Yeah, I defer to Jack on that one. I mean, I don't know too much about it.
Yeah, I wasn't what y'all thought about him because, I mean, I had been following him for a while, but after his movie came out, he had a lot of promise about, you know, he had designs for zero-point energy devices, and, I mean, they did come out with the Atacama humanoid. I don't know if y'all saw that. It's a little, like, 4 to 5 inch humanoid they found in the Atacama Desert, and they did, like, DNA sequencing on him and bone density tests, and they had an inconclusive statement at the end where they said they didn't confirm that he was human, but they couldn't confirm anything else, so it was kind of a cliffhanger. So I was seeing what y'all thought, because he didn't really, like, deliver on that movie, and that movement kind of, like, lost its, you know, sail in its, or wind in its sail.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what, because we can only really do 2 minutes with this, because the show's over in 10, and we got to close, but Jap will probably know more about UFOs and things like that, because it's way too much for me to even try and process because of everything that's going on now. But, you know, I've seen, you know, people be put in these fake legs that are paraplegics that can walk around, and I've seen cables and you know, be plugged in the back of people's heads, and their words can come out of their brain. And there's so much more. It's like what I talked about earlier with the shape shifting and things like the dental working. So I don't put anything past science whatsoever. And as far as UFOs go, I mean, I think it's a scary thought that there are aliens, and I think it's a scary thought that there aren't. Both of those ideas just they don't sit well with me, and it goes back to the whole thing. You know, you're afraid of what you don't understand. It kind of frightens me.
We're always afraid of the unknown, but just the way I look at it is there's a lot of fear mongering. Like, if you see the past 2 or 3 years, there's been nonstop movies about aliens and outer space and alien invasions and apocalypse.
Propaganda.
And they're trying to get fear into the subconscious of everyone. And
exactly.
It's working really well because, I mean, people are starting to talk about aliens, but in a completely negative sense. There's, like, no positive talk about aliens at all.
There's positive.
I mean, there has been some positive, but
I know what he's talking about. Like, the movie Dark Skies.
I'm going to go get my gun, and I'm going to shoot that alien if he comes. And I'm like, no, that's horrible. Don't think like that.
A lot of rednecks will pack the shotguns when the UFO
I find it exciting. Very exciting.
Exactly.
It's exciting because it's frightening because we talked about the alien false flag, you know,
exactly. That was
maybe
what
our first encounter
up.
Is going to be a false encounter and we're going to get shot up. And maybe
I feel like
we'll all be surprised and they'll land and then we're all going to be fine and they're going to help us out. And then again, if there are aliens and they land on Earth, maybe they are assholes. I mean,
that was one good thing that
we don't. How would we know? How would we know? We won't be able to speak their language unless they really are that much advanced. But I know the Earth has been around for a long, long time, and there is, you know, some archaeology that not just some, a whole lot of archaeology that points to it. But I don't concentrate on it too much because we have so many problems now, and I don't think that we're going to get an alien utopia anytime soon, or an invasion or a utopia. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. And I think a lot of people say that, you know, they're waiting for us to be peaceful and wake up, but they're going to wait forever because it's just not the way humans are.
So, exactly. I mean, that's my opinion, brother. That's my opinion. And it doesn't, yeah. like the show said, it doesn't represent everybody else's.
But, oh, yeah, but I was just kind of more formulating the question towards the technology that I kind of think that our government, if you look at Bob Lazar, he talks about Area 51 and how they've been...
Oh, dude, I can talk about that forever.
Reverse
engineer
all these crafts, and the government's using it, and they're getting paid by the Navy. I mean, it's just, like, crazy. The entire government's in on it, and it's just like there's a secret black ops government behind everything.
Well, To close this call out and to justify my graphic warning and all that, in the 50s, and this is aside from what we're talking about tech now, but there was a Soviet scientist, and you can look him up. He's the number one of the top 10 mad scientists of all time. He cut a head off of a dog. He sewed it on another dog. And a completely different creature, and was able to connect the intestines, and they could both eat at different times. And it lived for 3 days. And he did it 17 more times. And the Soviets also cut a dog's head off and simulated lungs and a heart in the 1950s and kept the head alive through a machine.
Oh, so, that's not the experiments.
And then what Menagel did is he loved experimenting on twins. He did all kinds of stuff to twins.
Oh, yeah.
And he would sew them together and sew their veins and stuff together and try and turn them into Siamese and things like that. But, I mean, if you want to talk about tech, keeping a dog's head alive in the 1950s just through a machine, that's pretty messed up. All right, I guess... And thank you for calling, and definitely call back next week too, because those are really cool questions.
Yeah.
But I guess what we're going to do is we're going to close out now, and we're going to close out with my original host Rick. I think that's what we're going to do.
The Superman.
Thank you so much,
mm-hmm.
my friend.
I'll be calling you next Thursday, most likely.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
I think what your last caller is referring to, and I think it's actually a very good point. And again, yeah, this is Rick Wilson. Scream the news.
Rick, we have 1 minute. Can you get to the point?
Okay. Yeah, I will. Okay. I love it. Okay.
Fuck.
There's predictive programming. So if you see it in the movies, yes, it's going to happen. The alien invasion, I would recommend for everyone to look up Project Blue Beam. Which exists a lot
God,
of things.
God, we've talked about that a million times, dude.
Yeah.
If somebody doesn't have a blue beam, they need to. You're right about that.
Okay, and also with alien beings, and you guys mentioned, ancient predictions. Michael Tsarian, which is Tsarion. Look up Michael Tsarian. Give you a lot of information on all that. So I just wanted to kind of come back in and say thank you so much, you guys. Thanks.
Well, we have 3 minutes.
Thanks,
Rick. Why don't you stay on while we close out? I mean, we're going to let people know a little bit about it. First of all, thank you to everybody that called in that's still listening. I hope everybody stuck by that called and got a chance to talk.
Amazing callers.
Right.
Yeah, I hate having to cut anybody off. I really do. That was the worst part of the show, was having to tell people we had to go, because everybody had great questions and great points and had crazy good perspectives. And I had.
Did you saw the head off of like one of the callers and attach it to like the body of another caller?
And kept
like,
it alive for 3 days.
I mean, Rick, motherfucker.
You'd be surprised what I can do, Rick. You'd be surprised what I can do. But I want to thank, since this is my first time doing the show, I want to thank Rick for kind of putting some confidence in me yesterday. Rick, thank you.
You're welcome, Brendan.
For that, I hope I did make you proud. And Jeff, thank you for sticking with me, man. You saved me.
Jeff's got that cool European, like, soft voice, though.
He does.
I don't know.
He's going to be a very sexy radio icon, I think, you know, and I think that worked between he and I.
I think that works. But I, you know, if I couldn't have Rick and I had to pick anybody else, it would definitely be Jap, because he can cover anything that I can't. He's that good. And I want to thank Ruth Ann also. Ruth Ann, thank you for, and I said it earlier as a joke, enabling us.
Yeah,
and
thanks for that,
Ruth. Next week we're gonna try and do that chemtrail show, and I think we're gonna have Madison come on and talk.
Oh yeah.
So we're gonna do that.
Maybe I'll call from Maine. You know.
Yeah, and we're gonna have more calls from Rick, and I think in week three, Jap and I were talking about United States government and presidency, and I really think we need to get back in with Sam and talk about Arab Spring and what's going on over there, Sam. But
exactly.
This is our style. I hope everybody liked it. If everybody didn't, then let us know too. You know, we don't censor, we don't ban, we're not gonna belittle anybody. So
scream the news. And everyone loves Ruth Ann.
Visit that group.
Yes.
Everybody knows Jap stuff. And I got a decent blog at evanbatterson.wordpress.com.
Jap,
and we'll,
kind of music.
We'll talk to everybody next week. We'll talk to everybody next week.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Same bad time,
amazing
same bad
Jill.
Place.
Rick,
thank you, everybody.
I love you guys. Thanks, Jap. I love you guys.